ending right now. Purple Man close to me on Artie Bricky. Dun, 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 dun. And I have the honor and pleasure right now of bringing on Joel. Oh, from LAB. Good morning.
Morning, brother. How are you?
So, so good. It must be such a packed morning for you and just day in general, of course, because LAB 5's just dropped. How does it feel?
Yeah, good, man. It's been a pretty crazy year this year with all the lockdowns and that, but it's given us time to actually record a full album and release it, so we're stoked.
Oh, so cool. Yes, after a plague comes a renaissance, as I've said like every day on the show this week, it feels. So I love how there's so much new music coming out right now. And of course, this album is no different. So yeah, you've been pumping them out. What's new for LAB in LAB 5?
Yeah, so it's a 10-track album with a bit of a different twist on a few things. Like we've done a country song, which is something different. We've also collaborated on this album with Kings on a track. And also with Mr. Reggae, we've got a young fella from Raglan called Reiki, who's coming up the ranks, who features on that track. So yeah, a bit of collabing and
so
always
good.
Trying new things, you know, with LAB, we're always trying to push the boat and see how far we can go.
Innovate, all that good stuff. Oh, I love it. What are your fave tracks on this album? It's probably like picking between your kids, but yeah. And your favourite tracks to play, or the ones you're busting to play, have loved playing already, all that stuff.
You're probably Proud Man's up there for me.
Mm.
And Backseat. They're kind of more the, maybe the B-side style tracks, but musically they're really fun to play and were really fun to write in the studio.
So good. Oh, yeah. So we've got a chat about COVID, the C word. How have you lost out over summer? What does it mean for an artist at your level, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a juggling act, eh? You know, it's been an interesting time for being a musician. It's definitely hard, but we're lucky that we've managed to hold on to the shows. It's looking good with the orange light system. You know, everybody that's double vaxxed can come to a show, which is 90% of the country. So we're looking good.
For sure. And hey, that's the thing. 90% of the country agreeing on something. Come on now. Anyways.
Exactly.
Of course, this is RDU 98.5. So I've got to ask you about Student Radio Network things because you started out, of course, through Student Radio. So tell us about the come up and what advice you'd have to bands just starting out.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's all about finding the right team, you know. Mm. We focus a lot on chemistry and working, you know, working together, identifying who has strengths in certain areas and, you know, optimizing those things. When it comes to a band, there's a lot of ego most of the time, you know, when you read stories and look at, you know, bands that are falling apart. So it's one of those things that you have to leave at the door and let the music speak. Easier said than done.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sure.
Well, definitely one of those things where you find the right people, the right team, and you've got someone with a strong vision, which we're lucky enough to have in LAB, and everybody follows that, then you'll have an unstoppable product.
Exactly. Collective ethos. Oh, I love to hear. RDU has published like 370 tunes this year alone from artists on the come up. So what would you say to those people, and just reminisce for a little with me about, yeah, when you were starting out, if you thought you'd be this big, basically?
Yeah, I mean, we always did it for the love of music, you know, and the success has come over time. It didn't happen overnight. And I guess when you're writing, try not to write for, you know, try to write good music. I mean, when you listen to a great album like Rage Against the Machine, you know, you're hearing that chemistry of four guys in the room jamming hard. You know, that's what you're feeling when you listen to those kind of albums. So it's key to make sure you create a chemistry that no other band has, and that requires time and teamwork.
What's your go-to summer spot? What are your summer plans?
Where am I going this summer? I'm going basically on the road, and then February going to take a holiday. Probably go up to Coromandel.
Yeah. Jeez, long overdue, I'm sure. I've got to ask as well, some of your fave small town spots to play across the country.
Ooh, that's a good one. Taranaki would be up there.
Hey, nice.
Love playing down there. That I mean, it's not a... Well, I suppose it is kind of a small town. Whangamata. Mm-hmm. I was playing in Whangamata as well, up in the Coromandel there.
So good.
And we're looking forward to playing Wanaka. I mean, we've never played Rhythm and Alps, so we're looking forward to coming down south and playing that show.
Yes. It's going to be fun. R&A, so hyped for it. You know it. And I've got to ask, because this is, of course, you know, Student Radio Network things, who are some of your favourite SRN artists? Who are some artists on the come up you want to shout out right now?
That are coming through the ranks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Reiki, you know, from Raglan, he's got such a deep, unique sound and vibe. He comes from a lineage of great musicians as well, with his father from Cornerstone Roots.
Mm.
So there's a lot of depth to his music. So I'm really excited to see what he does. I always pronounce his name wrong. Is it Miroki?
Yes, Miroki. I love his tracks too, yeah.
Yeah, he's fucking unbelievable. Sorry.
That's okay.
But he's got so much talent, man. That kid's going to go places.
I bet. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Reiki's on the lineup on Hagley Park, 15th of January, alongside, of course, yourselves, Shapeshifter, GSB, Catch Fire, Lady Six. Tell us what we can expect from that.
Yeah, he'll probably come up and jam with us too. So it'd be cool.
cool.
Yeah, Christchurch is the only show we're doing with Shapeshifter, and we love... You know, Shapeshifter have really helped us. You know, in the early days when the LAB was first starting out, we played some big shows with them, and you know, I mean, they're staples in the industry in regards to, you know, being one of the biggest bands. So we're really looking forward to being on the road with them.
So cool
playing that show, yeah. And Christchurch, you know, it's one of those places that probably took the longest for LAB to establish. But, you know, the last time we played down there, it was magic, man. Played with Fat Freddy's Drop at Hagley Park, and that was just huge. It was just, the energy from the crowd was unbelievable. It's a different vibe down there. The city's been through a lot, so I think there's a different kind of appreciation for art and music. And
definitely.
A craving for, you know, craving for a good time and culture. Cool.
Oh, I love the Ototahi. Just creative scene, right? It always pops off. And that's the thing. It's all community vibes, you know? And that's something I love here in New Zealand, just in general, right? Is that us creatives band together, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
It's too right. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, Joel. I guess just where can people find LAB stuff? I feel like that's kind of a moot question at this point, right?
Yeah, everywhere, bro. Everywhere.
Exactly. Thank you so much,
like,
again. And, geez, this is an In The Air remix that I'm playing next on RDU Brekkie. Enjoy hearing all that, Joel. And enjoy the rest of the day, release day. So big.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much.
Catch ya.